He couldn't have gone too far, Mr. Friedman said. Before we go home, I'll circle a few blocks. Maybe we will find him. You look to the left, Yehudis, and David, you look to the right. The children stared into the dimly lit street.
I only see a few snowflakes, said Yehudis. It doesn't look like anyone is out there.
Wait, exclaimed David.
Abba, there's something moving. Can you turn here, please?
The back wheel skidded as Mr. Friedman turned right. The slush is freezing into ice. It's really slippery, he commented. Well, what do you see?
It's him, Yehudis exclaimed. Near that building. Abba, can you follow him?
And so, through the dimly lit streets, they trailed Crazy Yussel. He wandered north, south, east, and west, seemingly without direction, from one nowhere to another. At last, Crazy Yussel turned onto a street that seemed a little brighter than the others. An orange neon sign flashed through the darkness. D-I-N.
What's a D-I-N? Asked Yehudis.
It's supposed to be D-I-N-E-R, diner. But part of the sign isn't working, David responded. See that little building over there? A diner is a kind of restaurant.
Oh, I see, Yehudis nodded. There are even tables inside, but it's empty. They must be closing soon. I hope Crazy Yussel didn't come too late for dinner.
But Crazy Yussel didn't go into the diner. He waited in the shadow of a tree while the man inside the diner finished cleaning up. He wiped the counters, swept the floor, and finally took the garbage out to the back alley. At last, he locked up the diner and drove off in a little sports car. That seemed to be what Crazy Yussel was waiting for. As soon as the man drove out of sight, Crazy Yussel scurried to the back of the diner. David, Bruce, and their father had waited in the parked car. Now they got out and quietly followed Crazy Yussel as he moved cat-like through the shadows. Yehudis shivered. The flashing diner light cast strange orange shadows into the foggy night.
Whoosh! The wind blew through the trees. Abba!
Yehudis gasped as she turned wide-eyed to her father.
Abba, who screamed?
Only an alley cat, her father reassured her. They aren't dangerous. They live near diners so they can eat the leftover food. At night, they sometimes call to each other with that kind of a scream. Look, they're coming out of the shadows now. Yehudis looked. Yes, slinking out from their hiding places in the trees and bushes were a number of cats. And they were all heading in one direction. They were coming out to greet Crazy Yussel. They walked up to his feet, purred at him, and rubbed their heads and backs against his legs. Crazy Yussel petted them and spoke to them with a deep-throated sound resembling a purr. They watched as Crazy Yussel found a container of leftover food. As David's eyes became used to the shadows, he could also see that wedged between the bushes near the back of the diner was a heap covered by an old plastic tablecloth. When Crazy Yussel had finished eating, he wiped his mouth carefully and stretched his arms stiffly over his head. Then, as though the tablecloth was a bedspread, he pulled part of it back.
Oh, no!
Whispered Yehudis.
That is his bed? Look, there are a bunch of rags under that tablecloth. And that's where Crazy Yussel sleeps? Inside a pile of rags? Good night, my friends.
Crazy Yussel said to each cat in turn.
Good night, my friends, good night. Oh,
groaned Yehudis.
We can't just leave him there, can we? I mean, we can't let a person sleep in a raggedy alley bed with cats. It's cold out, and it's snowing.
Abba, David pleaded, can we help him? Can we take him home with us? We have a big house. We have room.
Mr. Friedman did not answer right away. He watched as Crazy Yussel tossed and turned as he tried to find a comfortable way to sleep under his plastic tablecloth. The snow was coming down harder now, and the chilling wind seemed to blow right through Mr. Friedman's woolen coat. Mr. Friedman had not eaten dinner yet. He wanted to be home in his warm house and eat the hot supper that he knew his wife would have waiting for him. And what about Crazy Yussel? What kind of dinner had he eaten? How warm would those cold leftovers keep him? Suddenly, Mr. Friedman felt that he and Crazy Yussel were being surrounded by the same icy coldness. That freezing chill that blew through Crazy Yussel was also blowing through him, almost as though they were part of the same body. All Jews are part of one body, Mr. Friedman thought to himself. Hadn't Mr. Friedman learned that in yeshiva when he was younger? Suppose he, Mr. Friedman, had to sleep on a bed of rags with cats every night. All right, children, Mr. Friedman said. Let's see if we can help Crazy Yussel. Let's see if he will come back with us. David nodded and walked quietly through the snow to where Crazy Yussel was lying. The cats, who seemed to be sleeping with one eye open, looked up at him.
Meow!
Cried the cat at Yussel's right side, stretching its claws.
Don't worry, said David. I didn't come to hurt you.
Crazy Yussel looked up when he heard David's voice.
What do you want?
He winced as he gently stroked the meowing cat.
I'm with my friends now. Go away.
Come with us, David pleaded. Please, come home with us. You can have a nice hot dinner that my mother cooked and a warm bed to sleep in, inside, out of the snow. Please, won't you come?
The wind howled. Crazy Yussel shivered and stared out into the snow as though he had not heard David's words at all.
Please come with us, Yussel,
Yehudis coaxed him gently.
We'll help you. We will be your friends too.
Crazy Yussel seemed to hear at last. He sighed, followed them to the car, and curled up comfortably on the back seat under the warm car blanket that Mr. Friedman gave him. As they drove out of the parking lot, Yehudis looked up and said,
Oh, there's another sign flashing. What's an N-E-R?
She asked.
It's the same sign, answered David. Only now the D-I has stopped. The N remained and the letters E-R came on.
Oh,
said Yehudis.
Before it read D-I-N, and now it reads N-E-R.
As she glanced at the back seat, Crazy Yussel was sleeping, and he slept all the way home. Early the next morning, as soon as David and Yehudis woke up, they went downstairs to see Crazy Yussel. They looked in the living room, the study, and the den, but they could not find him.
Don't worry, their mother reassured them. It seems Yussel gets up very early. He already went out with Abba.
When their father returned a short time later, he was accompanied by a young man whom the children had not seen before. Until David looked more carefully.
Yehudis, he whispered. I can hardly believe it. That's Crazy Yussel.
Only he didn't look so crazy now. He had bathed and had dressed in the nice new clothing that Mr. Friedman had bought for him. He was wearing new leather shoes and had had his hair cut. He was smiling shyly, and he kept touching his shirt, coat, pants, and hat looking at them over and over to make sure they were real. After breakfast, Mr. Friedman took Yussel to Menorah Hill, where there was a special program to help people like Yussel. In the evening and over Shabbos, Yussel came back to visit with the Friedman family. Everyone was very kind to him, and after a few weeks, he looked and felt better. One Sunday morning, after a nice hot breakfast of scrambled eggs, homemade cinnamon rolls, and hot cocoa, Yussel leaned back in his chair and sighed.
"Thank you so much," he began. "I had forgotten how nice people could be. They can be nicer than cats."
And then, Crazy Yussel told his story.
"You see, my real name is not Yussel. It's Shmuel Lipschitz. My parents were very poor, and they died when I was very young. No one seemed to want to take care of me, so I was often out on the streets alone. I had to learn to take care of myself. The cats taught me. They let me live with them, and they were my friends. They showed me where to eat and sleep, and how to run when people threw things at me. They were good friends. But you are better friends. When I was very little, I lived with my parents and spoke to people, not to cats."
His eyes looked misty as he said,
"Thank you for being so kind."
Mr. Friedman put his arm around Shmuel's shoulder. "We are happy you like it here," he said. "Perhaps it's time for you to leave Menorah Hill. We can help you find a job and a nice warm place of your own to live."
So Mr. Friedman made phone calls that day to ask his friends if they knew of a job or a nice little apartment. And so it happened. A few days later, that Bubby Bluma's Fresh Hot Bagels employed a new bagel cutter. And Mr. and Mrs. Rosen, the rich clothing manufacturers, found a new tenant for their vacant first floor apartment. Also, soon afterwards, a new member joined Mr. Friedman's shul. He happily brought the freshest bagels every week to the shul's Sunday morning brunch.
"I am so grateful for all that you did for me,"
this new member said,
"that I want to repay chesed with chesed, kindness with kindness."
And he did. Whenever someone needed help, Shmuel Lipschitz came running. This new member, whose name was Shmuel Lipschitz, made many new friends at the bagel store. He even brought some of his new friends to shul. No one ever had to wait for a minion again. But meanwhile, what happened to Crazy Yussel? No one saw him around anymore. Some thought he had just disappeared. But Shmuel Lipschitz, the bagel cutter, knew exactly what had happened to him.
And so did some children.
Crazy Yussel never returned. He never came back again.